to fall back on. Like, I saw Liz, who cosplays Sailor Saturn, at the mall, like, maybe 6 months ago. And we just struck up a conversation and chatted, you know, until she had to actually go back and do her job. But it's a bond that is, it's gonna be there forever, having these shared experiences, having put these costumes together in a psychotic whirlwind, and then having come back together in this extremely hectic 2-day period and been followed around a huge convention by people with cameras filming us at every turn.
So you would say, maybe the bond is kind of, you know, we can be on the far side of the world, but we're still together.
Yeah, there's absolutely an element of that. And I do see some of the members on a more regular basis. I do cosplay with some of the members more regularly than others, or at least get to see them at conventions, because we kind of run the same convention circuit.
And, you know, kind of going on to that point, I mean, after that last show in 2013, you know, what happened in the aftermath? I mean, did everybody spread to the four winds, or, you know, is it kind of just the group has been, you know, kind of, you know, kind of reassembled anew, or what's happened? Especially with Sailor Mercury, I understand she was out of the country at the time.
Yeah, she was teaching in Japan. I'm not sure if she's still teaching in Japan. She's one of the members that, I mean, they're all lovely people. I love them all. I don't have frequent communication with all of them. She's one of the members I don't have sort of frequent off-topic communication with. But yeah, if you've ever been at a convention on Sunday morning where everything breaks down and everyone goes their separate ways, it's the same thing that happened with Lusselbauer. We put all of our stuff away, took off the tiaras, and we packed stuff in our cars and went back to our lives. We communicate occasionally about cosplay stuff or about the documentary. We were all, you know, kind of frantically promoting the Kickstarter while it was going on, because it was really, really exciting. And we do at least to a certain extent continue to identify some of our Sailor Moon costumes with Lost Soldier. Like, I do a villain costume. I think I mentioned earlier, I do Mimet. Maybe I didn't mention that. No, whatever. I do Mimet from the S arc of the anime. And
it's just five.
Witches 5 are amazing. I could do an entire interview on my enthusiasm for Witches 5. And I will still very readily identify that as a costume that falls under the Lost Soldier umbrella. There are the pictures of that costume up on my Facebook page. We did a great photo shoot with Elena as Uranus and Kathy as Yugiel last Otakon when I debuted the costume. And we'll still very frequently come together in smaller parts to do Sailor Moon costuming. Crystal and Tina and I were all at the International Sailor Moon Day party 2 weeks ago, which was great fun.
And especially, you spoke about the Kickstarter. I mean, it was an amazing thing to watch. I mean, effectively, I believe Anthony and Tiffany asked for, at Productions, asked for, I believe, 2,200, and in the space of approximately 72 hours, they had not only raised it, but they were going still steady. At the end, I believe it was more than double what they asked for. I mean, what were you guys, thinking when you saw that?
The first thing I thought when I saw that we were doing a Kickstarter was excitement and fear. In equal measure, excitement that we're doing this, fear that we're going to earn like $10.
Okay.
It's probably a very natural emotion when you're launching a Kickstarter, is optimism, pessimism, and a whole lot of anxiety. And it was so amazing that it got funded so quickly. I was so excited about it. My social media was covered in Kickstarter, Kickstarter, Kickstarter for that, like, you know, that week or 2 week period or however long it was up. The final push that got us to the 4,200 milestone, which is the DC theatrical release, was probably the most exciting for me. And I will admit selfishness in that there wasn't a huge amount of tangible gain for me personally in subtitles, but the idea of having a theatrical release is so exciting. I can be selfish.
Well, let me ask you this then. First of all, do you believe the group will reassemble for the DC premiere? And two, believe that you guys have hung up your tiaras for good, or do you think they're kind of just, they're sitting on the wall, but you know one day you're going to pull them down again?
I think as much of the group as humanly possible will reassemble for the film premiere in DC, which is going to happen sometime this late summer, early fall. Mm-hmm. From what I heard, no one depend upon that information from me, because I don't make any of the decisions. I just show up in costume. But as many of us as can be there, as are not across oceans or somehow otherwise committed to doing something in that time frame, I think will be there. There are members of the group who are abroad and who really couldn't feasibly come back for this, and I don't begrudge them that, because they're grown ups. They have lives. They are building their own lives and chasing their own dreams. And it costs a hell of a lot to come back for like a day and wear a Sailor Moon costume. As far as hanging up the tiara goes, if you're talking about kind of the collective La Soldier group tiara, I don't think all of us are ever going to be in those costumes together again, just because of distance, schedule, varying amounts of interest. But for me personally, I am not done cosplaying characters from Sailor Moon. I'm not done cosplaying Sailor Jupiter. I'm not done wearing my La Soldier costume, because it is a beautiful, very high quality piece of costume art. It is impeccably made. I occasionally get requests from friends who just say, hey, I'm making a Sailor Moon costume. Can I come over and look at yours to see how they did it? And that is always, that's imitation is the highest form of flattery. So that always really thrills me. And I'm always happy to show off, you know, oh, well, here's the pleats and here's the bows and this is what we did here. Or to share information, to provide other cosplayers with necessary information for them to achieve the same or better than I have achieved. My tiara is not hung up by a long shot. I think many of the other members feel similarly. I mean, I'm planning on doing a Sailor Moon cosplay with Crystal at Otakon, so clearly we're not done. But we don't have to be a group. We're always going to have that group in our lives, but there's neither an expectation nor a requirement that we only cosplay Sailor Moon with each other. Mm-hmm. Sailor Moon's out loving everybody.
Indeed. And, you know, you speak of people copying your costume, getting pointers and stuff. Considering your knowledge, considering your experience, as, you know, for lack of a better phrasing, the crystal era of Sailor Moon begins, what is your message of wisdom to those that will come in this period in the franchise's history?
I mean, first of all, to new fans, to fans who are picking up the Transformation Brooch for the first time and engaging with Sailor Moon, you have such an amazing trip ahead of you, because there are so many incarnations of this story. They are all different. They are all worth consuming. You should definitely play the SNES RPG, because that's really worthwhile and awesome, if you can get it. But to cosplayers, emotional advice, emotional wisdom. Challenge yourself. If you see a costume that you want to do and you think, I don't know if I can do it, you should try. You should reach out to other costumers around you, those that are of your skill level, those that have started more recently or below your skill level, those above your skill level, those who you admire. Always reach out to them, because they're communicating about their costumes because they want to engage with the community the same way that you do, 99% of the time. They're probably that 1% of costumers who is, you know, just for whatever reason, going to be totally ice cold and unapproachable. But most costumers that I have met all just, they want to build a crazy cosplay family. And you should never be afraid to reach out for advice, for companionship, to just build friendships and relationships in this really, really wacky hobby that we're all involved in. You should, like I said, challenge yourself. Give yourself a lot of time when you challenge yourself. Don't challenge yourself 6 hours before the convention, although I do have a very talented friend who decided within 6 hours that she was going to be Sailor Mars for Anime Next, and 6 hours later, she was Sailor Mars. It was probably magic. So, you know what you can do, and then shoot a little bit above that for your next project. In terms of technical advice, fabric types are really important. If you're going to make a skirt from the classic anime, you don't want it to be shiny. So please don't use costume satin. Never use costume satin for anything that you intend to be proud of, because it's a sad journey. It will end in tears. I know it only costs like $2 a yard, but just don't do it. Just go to a different fabric store and buy the fabric you want for less. If you have a Joann's near you, always use coupons. Coupons are amazing.
And Joann's very mid-Atlantic.
Yes, I'm sure that there are equitable fabric and craft tchotchkes retailers across the country, but I have been a Joann's girl since I left DC and left the sheltering arms of G Street Fabrics far behind. If you can go to G Street Fabrics, if you're in DC, do it, because their remnants table is wild. And iron everything before you wear it. That's my number one advice. Iron your costumes, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that's a very good one. Alice, do you have anything else you'd like to say to my listeners? Where they can find you, stuff like that?
You guys can find me. I go by Transformation Sequence Cosplay. You can find me on Facebook, Transformation Sequence Cosplay. You can find me on Tumblr, Transformation Sequence. That's probably where I post the majority of updates, on Tumblr. You can find me on Twitter, but I almost never tweet. I should. I'm pretty suited on Twitter. I look forward to enjoying Sailor Moon Crystal with everybody else. I am so excited. It's going to be an amazing year.
Indeed, I think it will be. Well, Alice, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening. And, you know, I wish you luck in all your future ventures.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right up. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.